Matthew Hill reporting there. So Seamus Edney, he runs SJ Edney Solicitors in Swindon, specialises in medical negligence. And as you heard in Matthew Hill's piece, he's representing some of the women in the case and joins me now. Seamus, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark.
It is a kind of a group then that you are representing. Is it a common experience amongst the victims to feel that betrayal of trust?
Oh, yes, undoubtedly. I mean, all the women I've spoken to, they've made it clear really that there's been a huge violation of trust with their GP. I mean, in the community, who do we all trust? We trust our GP, and these were women, many of them vulnerable, many of them teenagers, who agreed to an intimate examination, and they've been obviously betrayed by their GP, and as we saw yesterday, he's now been sentenced to 12 years for a number of sexual offences.
It strikes me there are two elements to this. One is the recompense for the victims, which I guess you're representing, and the other is protecting future potential victims.
Yes. I mean, in fairness, the women I've been speaking to, the dominant issue isn't compensation and pursuing a claim. They're all traumatised, and they need help now. They need counselling now, and that's obviously something I'm looking into. But more importantly, they just want to ensure that changes are now made to how GPs carry out these examinations, and in particular the chaperone policy that avoids any further women going through what they've gone through. And that's obviously one of the issues that we're looking at as this group, this campaign group.
How does that work then? How do you envisage the idea of the chaperone system working? Because if you heard from one doctor there, it's not appropriate for everybody, but I guess it has to be a matter of your personal choice.
Well, it's all about choice, but for many of these women, they didn't have that choice. The policy in force at the time was a bit wishy-washy. It was a matter of discretion for the individual GPs. And what I'd like to see is almost like a presumption that whenever an intimate examination is necessary, that there would always be a chaperone in the room, available to be in the room when that examination is carried out. I mean, it's for the benefit of the GP as well as for the individual patient. Now, if the patient says, no, I don't want to have a chaperone, then it needs to be recorded in the notes that was discussed and the reasons why the patient doesn't want to have a chaperone. So there's still choice there, but I think it needs to be brought to the attention of all patients that they are entitled to have a chaperone, instead of just the onus being on the patient to ask for a chaperone, which seems to be the case now in most GP surgeries.
Indeed. So the idea being that it protects both doctor and patient,
yes,
because there have been cases of allegations being made against doctors, which they defend themselves against and have,
yes,
proved not to be true, and that there have been probably many, many more cases of women who have not said anything when they have genuinely been assaulted. So it's a question then of the doctor saying, right, you need to have a cervical smear, for example. Would you like somebody else to be in the room to make that offer rather than wait for the patient to have to ask,
yes,
for it? Because it's often,
yes,
very, very difficult to challenge the authority of a doctor.
Well, it is, but I think it should now just be good practice, if not a legal requirement, that is put to the patient, that they are entitled to a chaperone, and there should be somebody available in the surgery, one of the nurses perhaps, who can come in and just sit in and ensure that everything is conducted properly. And that, I think, would have avoided this Dr. Bain situation. But don't forget, this went on for 3 years, and we're talking about hundreds of women who obviously were abused by him. And one thinks if that policy had been in force, a more compulsion, if you like, then this could have been prevented. So it's all about trying to ensure we don't have any more Dr. Baineses out there in the future who are abusing their patients.
Yes, as we heard there from one doctor saying, well, you know, I don't want to force it down people's throats, and if it's a young girl, then her, you know, her mother often comes along. Is that enough? I mean, I can't speak for young girls, but certainly when I was a teenage boy going to the doctor, the last thing I would have wanted in the room in the consultation is one of my parents.
Well, you know, some of the victims, I mean, you know, the majority of the women I'm acting for are, you know, sort of late teens, early 20s, and they are vulnerable. And we all trust our GP. And I'm not saying it should be compulsory on all occasions. I think patients should be given the choice, but I think they should be told that they are entitled to have somebody in the room with them, and it's good practice to have somebody in the room with them. And as I said, it protects both the patient and the GP, and ensures, you know, that everything is carried out properly. Mm. But nobody will be forced to have a chaperone if they don't want to have a chaperone.
That's the thing, is it, because we're getting involved in trying to legislate for what is a professional area that's probably the most personal professional area you'll ever walk into, which is a doctor's office.
Yes, but as I say, unfortunately, you know, Dr. Baines did what he did, and I'm now, you know, acting for a number of women who have been traumatized by the whole experience, and they've lost their faith in the NHS and in doctors. And all I'm saying is, well, what can we do now to ensure this situation doesn't arise again in the future?
Indeed, and to help more women sort of have the courage, because he said for 3 years he operated, and it is difficult to come forward and say, well, I'm not quite sure what he was doing, but it made me uncomfortable. But perhaps have a forum in which patients can come forward and say, I am uncomfortable about what's going on here. I have got a say in this environment.
I agree entirely, yeah. There's some sort of, redress for patients in that situation. They don't have to come to people like me. It may be within the GP surgery. Mm. I mean, the other thing, of course, is that it's all male GP surgeries. I mean, once again, I think it's makes the chaperone policy even more important in those type of surgeries. As in Tinker's Lane at the time, there was only three GP, male GPs, so there wasn't a choice. There wasn't another female GP these women could have gone to for that intimate examination. And a lot of women would prefer these examinations to be carried out by women.